in the back of a bus in a random location somewhere in Germany, and all I can see is countryside, and I've had a beer at the bar, and I feel actually more in the mood now to walk around a brewery than I did about walking around learning loads about lenses. But it was cool all the same. I'm with a gentleman from Nokia, who is a dynamic young fellow.
Dynamic?
Yeah, dynamic. It's the best definition I could give you. Who are you?
My name is Sonsi Makala. I work in online sales and marketing, part of the marketing organization in a small team called Search and Social, which I think is really fascinating area to be at.
Okay, and when did you start in that area?
Oh, well, pretty much beginning of the year after all the reorg and stuff like that.
And what's your exciting project right now that you're sort of getting buzzed up about?
Well, of course this.
Okay.
Well,
so what? Yeah. I mean, apart from that, 4 weeks off. You have some extreme holidays over here.
Hey, welcome to Finland. WTF?
Well, yeah, come on. Seriously, come
no,
on.
Seriously,
I mean,
there's a magazine in Finland called WTF.
Really?
Yes. It's so funny. Welcome to Finland.
Oh my God! I've never known. Oh, that's you. Sound so poorly educated. Yesterday, somebody was telling me, "Oh yeah, 100 megabit, no problem." Sweden. No, I'm like. Why am I living in the UK? That's just nuts. No, but I met you at Open Labs in Helsinki. So has much changed since then?
Well, basically, I'm still working with JP. Mm-hmm. And we are in the same team, focusing on different areas. Mm-hmm. He's more into the kind of like social media side of marketing. And I'm more looking at more experimental stuff, like, you know, trying out new stuff.
So you must be pretty excited about the N86 camera, because it's pretty shit up.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait for my vacation to start taking pictures and posting them up, if my girlfriend allows that.
She's not going to allow it. Look, we've had this, I should back people up here and tell people what we've been doing, but basically his girlfriend, you know, he's got 4 weeks off, and she's basically written down this law that he's not allowed any internet, no computer, and he's even tried to sneak a netbook in there. Oh, but baby, there's no email on there. It doesn't matter. I'm not connected. No, it's just my media center. Bullshit, man. You're trying to get on the internet, let's be honest. You know, she's not going to have it. She's not going to take it.
Exactly.
So after 4 weeks, you come back to work. We're all in a strange business place at the moment. You know, there's a recession. Everybody's, like, economizing. You know, everybody's trying to pull in the drawstrings and get the most out of what we got. Nokia are pushing out a lot of exciting products right now.
Yeah, true.
So, like, where do you see all this going? What would you like to see as an outsider looking at Nokia, as somebody who uses computers every day? What would you like to see in the next, like, 3 months?
To be honest, I went to Web2.0 in San Francisco, and I was really stoked about all the stuff that's happening around HTML5, like cross-platform stuff. I think that's going to be really fascinating. Mm-hmm. So what I want to see in the future is more kind of like, you know, devices talking to each other in more efficient way. So that's maybe something.
Especially
really
because
looking forward.
Yeah, I was gonna say, especially in HTML5, you don't have to. You've got these different tags for plugins and stuff, so that opens things up. I think it'll be fascinating to see. What I would like to see is WiMAX everywhere, and then cameras start to go into sort of HD capture, because you can already get the decoding and encoding on the chip.
Yeah.
So I mean, after seeing what we've seen today, they're very committed. You know, Nokia must be very happy with Zeiss, Carl Zeiss, going, yeah, man, we can design you know, whatever you need. Looking at the camera in the N86, it's an achievement. It really is an achievement, especially when you look at Samsung, that have got this massive big slab of camera on the back. It's more camera than phone. So I'm pretty excited for Nokia. I was a bit sort of downheartened after the 96, and you know, but after this one, I think Nokia are onto something.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a good holiday, man.
Thanks, man.